Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market.
Good to be with you today. I'm Quinn Kiley, Managing Director and Energy Portfolio Manager at Tortoise, and I'm happy to be with you for this week's Energy Podcast. Last week certainly felt more normal on the political front compared to the previous week's insurrection on the Capitol. However, last week saw another monumental political development with the unprecedented second impeachment of the president. Equities were surprisingly buoyant as this news did not shake markets. Perhaps because President-elect Biden released a $1.9 trillion stimulus package last week as well. If effective, it could speed the economic recovery in the U.S. and lift markets. As the catalysts for recovery continue to take shape, the outlook for energy demand continues to improve. The EIA announced an improved outlook for global oil demand to 101 million barrels per day for 2021, which is above pre-COVID levels. With that quick update, let's look at the market performance for last week. Markets were mixed. The Alerian MLP Index finished 6.5% up and is up 15% year-to-date. Other energy stocks, represented by the Energy Select Sector SPDR, the XLE, was up 3.2% for the week. In broader markets, the S&P 500 lost 1.5% for the week, and the 10-year Treasury was basically flat. The vaccine rollout is underway, and while some might quibble with the pace, side effects seem to be minimal, and many healthcare workers have already received their second dose. All in all, this should prove to be positive for the economy and markets long term. Key to an energy infrastructure equity market recovery is global fuel demand. The U.S. is struggling more than many developed nations to control the surge of the disease, so looking to other countries that have had more success can be insightful. Parts of Asia and Europe are experiencing extremely low temperatures. As a result, we have seen liquefied natural gas, LNG, prices soar in those markets. Spain, Europe's largest LNG importer, has seen prices rise as increased demand is creating a potential call on U.S. LNG cargoes. Robust demand and higher prices could be a boon for Cheniere, an LNG exporter widely held across our portfolios. India had one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, and as a result, is seeing increased economic activity. With that, we are seeing increased demand for fuels. Tudor Pickering reports that India's petroleum demand is only 2% below pre-COVID levels, an encouraging data point. In the midst of all the political turmoil, the energy transition marches on and European companies continue to lead the way. Total, the French integrated oil company, announced the acquisition of Fonroche Biogas, the market leader in renewable gas in Europe with 10% market share. This is the most recent of a long list of moves by traditional refiners to pivot towards renewable fuels around the globe, including the U.S. Total is aggressively trying to increase its exposure to renewable energy. It was announced that the company put in a joint bid to develop a huge Danish wind farm, potentially 1 gigawatt in size. In similar news, BP and Equinor, the British and Norwegian integrated oil companies, announced a commitment to build 3 offshore wind farms to supply New York. The total commitment is for over 3 gigawatts of power. There was more company news on the acquisition front last week. New Fortress Energy has a business strategy to deliver LNG to underserved regions and displace more polluting fuels with the cleaner burning natural gas. The company announced it would be acquiring Hygo Energy Transition Limited and Golar LNG Partners LP in a combined $5 billion transaction. This marks New Fortress's energy into the Brazilian market and accelerates their growth trajectory, which had been based on constructing new facilities up until this point. Like New Fortress's strategy to deliver a cleaner energy supply, other traditional energy companies can improve what they are doing as well. Halliburton, one of the leading oilfield service companies in the world, announced that they have delivered the first-of-its-kind grid-powered hydraulic fracturing system. Powering these operations from the local grid means the electricity is sourced from a power supply that has a meaningful percentage of renewable energy. This will lower emissions compared to using diesel or natural gas in the field. Finally, as energy markets surge, it should allow improved access to capital markets in the future. We may have seen the beginning of this last week as Pioneer Resources raised $2.5 billion in 10-year notes at a coupon of only 2.15%. Let's hope this is a sign of positive market conditions in 2021. A coming key indicator will be earnings, and Kinder Morgan kicks off fourth quarter reporting on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us, and we will be back next week. Please stay safe.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseecofin.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although we believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Through our family of registered investment advisors, we provide investment advice to related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, we stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.